Part 5. Gracious Host. Email from Agnes Petrella. Date: August 12th, 2000. Time: 11:29 a.m. From Agnes Petrella. Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. To Zoe Cross. Crushed Marigolds at omitted.com. Subject: Things may be changing. It may be finally happening for us. I woke up this morning and found myself unable to pull myself away from kneeling before the toilet. I have the most intense abdominal pain I've ever felt, worse than my usual period cramps. It feels like a cat's claw raking through my insides and readjusting what it finds there. I think it's finally happened. I'm carrying life inside me. It's yours, too. Ours. Email from Zoe Cross. Date: August 12th, 2000. Time: 1:17 p.m. From Zoe Cross. Crushed Marigolds at omitted.com. To Agnes Petrella. Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. Subject: Ray, things may be changing. Agnes: I'm delighted to hear you're so optimistic about everything. It sounds promising, from what I can tell. You very well could be hosting a parasite now. The only way to actually be certain of the infection is to consult with your primary care physician. I would make an appointment with him or her as soon as possible. Zoe. Email from Agnes Petrella. Date: August 12th, 2000. Time: 2:32 p.m. From Agnes Petrella. Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. To Zoe Cross. Crushed Marigolds at omitted.com. Subject: Ray, things may be changing. Are you happy, my love? Please tell me you are. Email from Zoe Cross. Date: August 12th, 2000. Time: 3:19 p.m. From Zoe Cross. Crushed Marigolds at omitted.com. To Agnes Petrella. Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. Subject: Ray, things may be changing. I'm happy if you are, my love. That's all that matters. Let me know what the doctor says. Email from Agnes Petrella. Date: August 15th, 2000. Time: 3:54 p.m. From Agnes Petrella. Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. To Zoe Cross. Crushed Marigolds at omitted.com. Subject: It's a boy. It's real. I can hardly believe it. I had to sit down and compose myself when the doctor first told me, "There's a living thing inside me, and it's ours, my love. It's ours." They ran some more tests, blood work, a stool sample, etc. And that's when the doctor came into the room and explained I'm the host to a tapeworm, our child. I know tapeworms are technically hermaphrodites and have both male and female sex organs, but wouldn't it be nice to think of it as a boy? A son. Our little family. We could name him whatever we please. What do you think of the name Phineas? I suppose we have time to think and pick out the most perfect name for our child. I can hardly contain my excitement. It's what I've wanted my whole life. I hope you're happy, too. I'm sure you are. I'll be on Instant Messenger later tonight. We can talk about names and everything else then. Thank you for everything, my love. Thank you for making me a mother. Instant messaging conversation between Agnes and Zoe. August 15th, 2000. Crushed Marigolds has entered the chat. Agnes in Wonderland 76 has entered the chat. 10:09. Agnes in Wonderland 76. You're going to be a mother! Can you believe it? Crushed Marigolds. Are you happy? How can you even ask that? You already know I'm ecstatic, over the moon. Do you know what I did today?
What?
I sang, in public. People were listening, and I didn't care. I feel wonderful. The best I've felt in years, all because of you.
What did the doctor say?
He prescribed me some meds. I'm not going to take them, of course. They want to kill our child. I don't even want to go out anymore.
Why is that?
I want to be with you and our baby, the three of us together.
But what about...
Yes?
What about when your body finally passes the tapeworm?
That's not going to happen.
It's not?
I'm going to carry our child forever. He's going to always be a part of me. That's how it's going to be, isn't it? I'll always have a part of you inside me.
But that's not the way it works.
What are you trying to say?
Eventually, it'll pass. You can't play the gracious host forever.
Are you not happy? I thought you would be.
Of course I'm happy. This is what you wanted after all, but I don't want you to be hurt.
I know you'd never hurt me.
When it leaves you.
It's not going to leave me. I'm going to keep it forever. Sometimes I imagine the three of us lying in bed together, your arms wrapped around me, our beloved little worm curled like a cold, wet rope on my stomach. Wouldn't that be perfect? Don't you dream of those things too?
I haven't been dreaming lately. I have to go get some sleep.
Can't you stay 5 more minutes?
We'll talk tomorrow. I'll send you an email.
You still love me?
Yes.
I love you too. The both of us do.
Crushed Marigolds has left the chat. Agnes in Wonderland 76 has left the chat. Email from Zoe Cross. Date, August 16th, 2000. Time, 12:17 p.m. From Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds at omitted.com. To Agnes Petrella, Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. Subject: I'm having second thoughts. Agnes, this isn't an easy email for me to write. I'm afraid none of this gives me any semblance of pleasure. If I expect total honesty and obedience from you, then you, at the very least, deserve the same amount of trustworthiness from me. The truth is, I'm worried about you. Not only your physical health, but your mental well-being as well. If I'm being totally honest with you, some of the things I've made you do have been rooted in a place of selfishness. Some of the things I've made you do have been a result of my whims, placing bets on your endurance and wondering how far you'll go before you break. You've proved me wrong several times, and I'm afraid much of the hardship was at your expense. I'm not a good person. Not as good of a person as you are. I'm ashamed to admit it, but you deserve someone who won't pretend to care for you while they are meanwhile banking on your misfortune. Because of this, I'm thinking of ending things between us for the foreseeable future. I know you're going to be upset, but this is for the best. I ask you to trust me. I know I certainly don't deserve any trust given my capriciousness, but I know in time you'll come to recognize that I'm trying to help you. For the first time, I'm thinking of someone other than myself. It scares me. But letting something happen to you scares me even more. The sad truth is, I don't think I love you as much as you love me. And that's okay. That happens in relationships all the time. There's always someone who loves more than the other. But I can't take ownership of your destruction. I want this to stop. Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, August 16th, 2000. Time, 2:08 p.m. From Agnes Petrella, Agnes in Wonderland 76 at omitted.com. To Zoe Cross, crushed marigolds at omitted.com. Subject: Ray, I'm having second thoughts.
Fuck your second thoughts. Fuck your honesty. I don't need your honesty. I need your love. And I foolishly thought it was mine all this time. I can't believe you're doing this to me.
I'm not some car battery you use for a couple thousand miles and then send off to the junkyard, you fucking cunt. I know exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to abandon me with our child, the one you wanted as well. This life inside me is ours, no matter what you say, no matter what you think. It's always going to be ours. Email from Zoe Cross. Date, August 17th, 2000. Time, 8:43 a.m. From Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. To Agnes Petrella, agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. Subject: Ray, I'm having second thoughts. I've tried to reason with you, and look where it's gotten me. Agnes, you're sick and you need help. If you're going to continue to be so monstrous, then I have no choice but to cut all communication with you. As far as I'm concerned, our contract is null and void. Do not reach out to me, as I will not be responding. I sincerely hope you get the help that you need. Email from Zoe Cross. Date, August 17th, 2000. Time, 8:56 a.m. From Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. To Agnes Petrella, agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. Subject: Ray, I'm having second thoughts. I think I did once love you. I think I could have loved you, but not like this. Never like this. Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, August 18th, 2000. Time, 11:09 a.m. From Agnes Petrella, agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. To Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. Subject: Ray, I'm having second thoughts. You'll never leave me. You love me too much. You love our child too much. I know you'll respond. You always will. Because you know the life I'm carrying inside me belongs to you. I thought of you last night. I slept without clothes on, as we had agreed upon. The AC was running on full blast. I didn't even care how cold it was. I just thought of how it would feel to have you lying next to me, our child coiled inside my stomach. Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, August 19th, 2000. Time, 7:43 p.m. From Agnes Petrella, agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. To Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. Subject: Ray, I'm having second thoughts. Please respond. It's been days since we talked. I want things to go back to how they were. If you'd like me to get help, I'll get it. Anything you say. Just please talk to me. I can't bear being apart from you. Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, August 20th, 2000. Time, 9:33 p.m. From Agnes Petrella, agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. To Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. Subject: Something's wrong. Things have gotten worse since we last spoke. I think there's something wrong. It hurts me to even think it, but something's not right with our child. I feel this intense pain all the time, as if someone were slicing a razor blade along my guts. I don't know if I can bear it anymore. I feel like taking a pair of shears and slicing myself open. Would you come then? Would that get your attention? Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, August 21st, 2000. Time, 6:45 p.m. From Agnes Petrella, agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. To Zoe Cross, crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. Subject: Ray, something's wrong. Please help me.
I think something's happening to our child. It feels like a gloved hand pushing its way through my innards and reaching down between where my legs meet. Something's going to happen.
Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, August 21st, 2000. Time, 8:02 p.m. From Agnes Petrella. agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. To Zoe Cross. crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. Subject, Ray, something's wrong.
I passed it, just like you said. It's a damp, crumpled heap on the bathroom floor. Looks like one of the ribbons my mother used to sew into my hair when I was a little girl, shiny and bright.
Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, August 21st, 2000. Time, 8:38 p.m. From Agnes Petrella. agnesinwonderland76@omitted.com. To Zoe Cross. crushedmarigolds@omitted.com. Subject, Ray, something's wrong.
I wish you were here. He's beautiful. He has your eyes and your smile. I hold him in my arms and pretend he makes little cooing noises at me the way all babies do.
Email from Agnes Petrella. Date, August 21st, 2000. Time, 9:06 p.m.
I take the apple peeler from the kitchen and I crawl into the bathroom closet, gently cradling our child. I pretend I can hear the sound of him faintly breathing. The peeler trembles in my hand. I close my eyes, and for a moment, I wonder if I truly deserve them today.